So, on to Anapanasati. Over a very long period, right back to the early 80s, as I recall, concerns have been voiced about the FWBO approach to what has been called bhavana meditation, which means, if you don't know, meditation through which one aims to develop some quality or other, rather than simply experiencing the mind as it is. In the case of the Anapanasati, one is developing qualities like concentration and jhana. And the concerns were mostly about what Bhante called willfulness. That is, a hard, forcing approach in which one tries to make something happen without any reference to one's present state of mind. Perhaps we could characterize willfulness in terms of lack of respect for oneself. It's something that one can do in a harsh and even violent way, and sometimes Buddhist teaching and certain FWBO ideas can be interpreted in a way that encourages it. Certain people are definitely inclined to self-hatred. Indeed, that and low self-esteem are said to be common in society. I think they obviously are very common in society. And such people are very likely to interpret in that way. I don't think we realised that in the old days. And a major concern has been that our emphasis on jhana encourages such interpretations. We're only now starting to realise how harshly some people can talk to themselves in their meditation practice. Someone might tell themselves, look, if you're not in jhana, and you almost certainly are not, right, you are experiencing one or more, perhaps all, of the hindrances. And if that is the case, and it almost certainly is the case, your task is to work to get out of them. Yeah? But you really have to know that doing that is a very considerable task, which you almost certainly cannot do. It's traditionally said to be something few people achieve at all in their entire lifetime. So let's be realistic here. For you, it is hardly going to be achievable outside ideal retreat conditions. And you are not in retreat conditions, so you might as well give up. Or if you are in retreat conditions, you might as well go home because you're clearly not getting anywhere. I think that's a very slight exaggeration, but it's obvious now that many people have found our jhana-centered approach terribly discouraging. They ended up forcing the pace, which then produced a complex of unfortunate habits. And I think our vision of meditation has to bear that in mind. It's funny, this has been such a big issue for our movement, and I think a lot of it arose simply from our not acknowledging the problem in the first place. In a way, it's just a little tiny imbalance. In itself, the jhana model is perfectly okay. It's very traditional Buddhism, and it's true that jhana is an excellent support for insight. But in our inexperience, many of us just couldn't face the possibility that there might be problems and other ways of looking at it. Our avoidance of the issue led, I think, to narrowness and collusion, with teachers trying to fit into the accepted view and feeling constrained to say only what they imagined they were supposed to say. This is a terrible situation. And one important issue that sprang from all that was the importance of language. I think the language we use as teachers affects so much the way people will talk to themselves in their own practice. I think, you know, the way people try to articulate to themselves what is happening in their meditation. On the practice of, that's in a way theoretical, but on the practice of Anapanasati, I think we've seen some very positive new openings in the last few years. The main one has probably been the strong interest aroused by the 16-stage method that's found in the Anapanasati Sutta, and which has been popularized by modern Theravada teachers. Other openings have come through the multifaceted Vipassana movement via famous teachers like Goenka, Ubalkin, Christopher Titmus, Jack Kornfield, Upandita, and many, many others. Relations with outside teachers is an important topic which I'm going to go into later. But the main thing, perhaps, for our new openness to other traditions is that we seek to integrate into our overall vision whatever we find useful.